ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायामुधीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। नमो पंकजनाभाय नमो पंकजमालिने नमो पंकजनेत्राय नमस्ते पंकजांग्रे। हरे कृष्ण। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम Canto 10, Chapter 52, Chapter entitled Rukmini's Message to Krishna, Text number 4. Badar Ashramam Asadya Nara Narayana Alayam Svarvadvandva Saha Shantas तपसाराधयद्धरीम्। बदर आश्रमम् आसाद्य नरनारायणालयम् सर्वद्वन्द्वसह शान्तस् तपसाराधयद्धरीम्। बदर आश्रमम् आसाद्य नरनारायणालयं सर्वद्वन्द्वसह शान्तः तपसाराधयद्धरीम्। Matajis, translation. There he arrived at Badrikashram, the abode of Lord Narayan, where remaining tolerant of all dualities, he peacefully worshipped the Supreme Lord Hari by performing severe austerities. Text number 5. Bhagavan punaravrajya purim yavana veshtitam atvam lecha balam ninye tadiyam dvarakam dhanam. The Lord returned to Mathura, which was still surrounded by yavanas. Then he destroyed the army of barbarians and began taking their valuables to Dwarka. Purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. It is clear from this verse that Kala Yavana alone pursued Lord Krishna into the mountain cave. When Krishna returned to the besieged city of Mathura, he eliminated the vast barbarian army. ओम अज्ञान तिमिरंदस्य ज्ञानांजना शलाकया चक्षुरुन मिलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः। मूकं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंगयते गिरिं यत्कृपा तमहं वंदे श्री गुरु दीनतारिणं परमानंदमाधवं श्री चैतन्यं ईश्वरं। नमा ओं विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे वांछाकल्पतरूभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा। दिस इज़ वन ऑफ द मोस्ट ब्यूटिफुल चैप्टर्स इन द श्रीमद् भागवतम। दिस इज़ द मैसेज ऑफ रुक्मिणी देवी टू लॉर्ड कृष्णा। दिस इज़ द ओरिजिनल एंड प्योर लव लेटर। शी इज़ रिटन अ ब्यूटिफुल लेटर to Krishna, and these prayers which she offers in her letter to Krishna are very, very inspiring for devotees, because originally we are also, Rukmini represents a sadhaka, a devotee, and we are also separated from our beloved Lord Krishna, and we also need to petition like Rukmini petitions the Lord, asking him to come and take her away. Similarly, we petition the Lord, Krishna, please come, please reveal to me your form, please give me mercy, please accept me. So Rukmini is desperate that Krishna accepts her. So we also want Krishna to accept us. So in her beautiful prayers, she writes in this letter to Krishna, Shrutva gunan bhuvana sundara shrinvatam ye निर्विश्य कर्ण विवरै हरतोंगतापम् रूपं दृशं दृशमताम् अखिलार्तलाभम् त्वय्यच्युत विशत चित्त अपत्रपम् मे। दिस इज सच अ ब्यूटिफुल लव लेटर दैट व्हेन वी रीड और हियर दिस लेटर वी आल्सो विल डेवलप अ स्ट्रांग डिजायर टू राइट अ लव लेटर टू कृष्ण। What is she saying in this prayer? She is saying, Krishna. Now, interestingly, Rukmini had never met Krishna before. She had never met. So in her palace at Kundina, which is Vidarbha, the state of Vidarbha, her father Bhishmaka and her brothers, Rukmi, Rukmartha, Rukmabahu, Rukmakesha, Rukmamali, she had five brothers, and her father Bhishmaka, they would host many sages who would come and give them association. And many of these sages would be served by Rukmini herself. And Rukmini would hear from them about Lord Krishna. So she's saying in her first prayer that, my dear Lord, just by hearing about you, I'm developing attraction for you. So many devotees want to know, how can we develop love for Krishna? What is the first step? Hearing. Shrutva gunan bhuvana sundara shrinvatam ye. Shrutva. Shrutva means I heard about you, Krishna. What did I hear? Shrutva gunan. Gunan. I heard about your qualities, which are bhuvana sundara shrinvatam ye. You have the most beautiful qualities. And just by hearing about them, what happens when we hear about Krishna's qualities? Nirvishya karna vivarai haratongatapam. Nirvishya karana vivarai. When these qualities of Krishna, when topics about Krishna enter our heart through karana vivarai, through the ears. So when we submissively hear and allow the sound vibration to enter our heart, what will happen? Haratonga tapam. All the distress in the heart. You know, we all have distress? Or no? We all have worries. We all want to feel loved. We all want to feel accepted. We all want to feel appreciated, respected. So many needs we have. And she's saying, because these needs, you know, they cause us distress in this world. But Haratonga tapam, all this tapa, all this burning of the heart will go away if we sincerely hear about Krishna. And then she's saying, by hearing about you, Krishna, I can now see your beauty. Rupam drisham drishamatam akhilartha labham. One who can meditate on your beautiful form after hearing about you, he develops all the labham, all the opulences, all the riches, all the success, everything comes to him or her if we simply hear about Krishna. Rupam drisham drishamatam akhilartha labham. And then she's saying a very, very interesting line. Last line is, Tvai Achyuta Vishata Chitta Apatra Pamme. The last line she's saying, O Achyuta, O Krishna, by hearing about you, by meditating upon your beautiful form, my chitta, my consciousness is completely absorbed in you, and I have become Apatra Pamme. I have become shameless. Why she's saying she's shameless? Because she's writing a love letter to Krishna. She is proposing to Krishna. Now she's saying, for a young, beautiful, unmarried, chaste girl who's brought up in a very cultured family, for her to propose to a man, and that too we are talking about 5,000 years ago, when the culture was very, very rich, when women and men would not mix freely. And during those days, a young girl is writing a letter to Krishna, beseeching him to come and kidnap her and marry her. So she is saying that, I'm sorry, I'm apatra pamme, I'm shameless. I'm shameless in proposing to you. Ideally, one would accept Krishna to propose to her. She would expect a man to propose to her. That's what would happen when the kings would come, seek the hand of the princess. Here the princess is telling Krishna, you please come. And she's saying, I've become shameless. I'm sorry. But what to do? You are so wonderful. You are so attractive. And by hearing about you, I've become apatra pamme. I've become shameless. I want to be accepted by you. Now in the next verse, she says, somebody may say, oh, how can Rukmini become shameless? So she's clarifying. She's saying, Krishna, actually, it's not my fault that I am shameless in proposing to you. You are so wonderful that I have become shameless. So in the next verse, she says, what is so special about Krishna that makes her so shameless as to propose to him? Kava Mukunda Mahati Kulashila Rupa Vidya Vayodravinada Mabiratma Tulyam Dhirapatim Kulavati Navranita Kanya Kale Narasimha Naraloka Manobhiramam. She's saying, Kava Mukunda, oh Mukunda, who is that woman who will not be attracted to you? Kava Mukunda Mahati Kulashila Rupa. Because you are unsurpassable in Kula, Shila and Rupa. Kula means your family, your dynasty. There is nobody like you. Nobody. You are such an unsurpassable, such an impeccable dynasty. And Shila, character. Your character is flawless. Rupa, your beauty is incomparable. And then Vidya Vayodravinada Mabiratma Tulyam. Vidya, knowledge. Krishna, there is no one in comparison to you in knowledge. Vayo, in youthfulness, chivalry. Dravina, in wealth. And Dhamma, influence. Atma Tulyam. In all these areas, you are comparable only to yourself. No one else can compare with your knowledge, youthfulness, character, dynasty, beauty, influence, wealth, Atma Tulyam. You are like that. And who is that sober girl? Dhira. Dhira Patim Kulavati Navrinita Kanya. A Kanya, an unmarried young girl. Who is that sober unmarried girl? Dhira Patim Kulavati. And who is Kulavati, who is from a good family. Who will not want you as Pati, as husband. Which young sober girl will not want you as her husband when you are a reservoir of such wonderful transcendental qualities? So you see, she written a letter saying that, Krishna, I want to marry you, please accept me. and I become shameless. But I become shameless because you are a reservoir of such wonderful oceanic transcendental qualities. And then she reveals, because somebody may say, the Acharyas give a nice purport, that somebody may say, oh, Rukmini, she's saying all this, but once Krishna marries her, she will make him her henpecked husband. She will control him. So she may now glorify Krishna. So Rukmini, as if anticipating that Krishna may not consider her letter, because he may think that Rukmini is glorifying me like this, but once I accept her, she is going to control me like an ordinary wife controls her husband. So therefore she clarifies in the last line of this prayer that no, I can never control you. Why? Dhira patim kulavati navrinita kanya kale narasimha naraloka mano viramam. You are Kala, you are time personified. No one can control you. And Narasimha, you are lion amongst men. So you will never be a henpecked husband. Naraloka mano viramam. You simply delight the minds of everyone. So Krishna, I am yours. Please come and take me. So this is the way devotee prays to Krishna. We can learn such wonderful loving prayers. And then she says, what if Krishna doesn't come? What if Krishna doesn't come to receive her? Because sometimes, you know, devotees think, will Krishna hear my prayer? There are so many millions of devotees. Why should Krishna hear my prayer? So in the next prayer, she is showing a determination and her hope that Krishna will certainly hear my prayer. Yasyangri pankajaraja snapanam mahanto vanchantuma patirivatmatamo pahate yarambujakshana labeya bhavat prasadam jayamashun vrita krishan shatajanma bhisyat. She says, Krishna, yasyangri pankajaraja, your lotus feet as raja, as dust. Just by taking that dust, Esyangri pankaja raja snapanam mahanto. Snapanam means bathing. So we all want to take bath. We use water to take bath. Rukmini says, a devotee will take bath from the dust of your lotus feet. And who has taken such a bath? Vanchant Umapati rivatmatamo pahate. Umapati, Lord Shiva, has taken bath from the dust of your lotus feet and has become free from all tamo pahate, all tamas, all ignorance. Therefore, I also want to take bath from the dust of your lotus feet. Yarambujakshana labeya bhavat prasadam. And O Ambujaksha, O lotus eyed Lord, if I do not get your prasad, your mercy, your blessing, then I am going to give up my life. Jayam ashun vrita krishan shatajanma bhisyat. Hundreds and hundreds of lifetimes I am going to give up my life by performing vrita, by performing severe penances and austerities. I will render devotional service to you and I will wait. I am determined to get your mercy. I am not going to give up. This is our mood. This is our determination. So like this, in these three, four beautiful prayers, Rukmini Devi is revealing her mood that she wants, she has become shameless, first prayer. And why she has become shameless? Because Krishna is the reservoir of all wonderful qualities. And then now she is revealing her determination to get Krishna. This is a very, very instructive pastime for all devotees, because we all go through struggles in our lives, especially in Krishna consciousness after the initial years. We may wonder, is Krishna really listening to my prayers? So then we need to remember Rukmini Devi's prayers and letter. Rukmini Devi is having faith, determination, and constantly remembering Krishna's wonderful qualities. And we know what happened. Krishna reciprocated with her prayer. He came to Kundina. Now, recently someone showed me the episode from the Mahabharata television serial, which was coming last year. And he asked me, Prabhu, if this is bona fide. So there they showed Krishna kidnapping Rukmini and Arjuna was with him. When I saw that, I was laughing because that's not what Bhagavatam says. So Bhagavatam says Krishna went with Balram, not with Arjuna. And when he entered Kundina, Bhishmaka is father of Rukmini, he welcomed Krishna. But her marriage had already been fixed with Shishupal. Now Bhishmaka, her father, wanted her to marry Krishna. All her relatives wanted her to marry Krishna. But Rukmini, he didn't want her to marry Krishna. He wanted her to marry Shishupal. And she wrote this letter, and she sent that letter through a Brahmin. And when Krishna received that letter, he came in a very interesting way. He ran away from the battlefield with Jarasandha. For Jarasandha thought, Krishna has run away out of fear. So Krishna sometimes runs away from the battlefield. You know, if ordinarily a person runs away from the battlefield, he'll be called a coward. But when Krishna ran away, he is glorified as Ranchor, one who runs away from the battlefield. Ranchor Rai, there is a beautiful temple at Dakor in Gujarat, where Krishna is glorified as somebody who runs away from the battle. So Krishna came to Kundina, Vidarbha, and he was welcomed and received, and all the residents of Kundina approached Krishna and said, Krishna, please marry Rukmini. Rukmini is meant for you. And then Krishna didn't come in front of Rukmini. You know, Krishna loves to play or loves to create situations of anxiety. Till the last minute, Krishna was not there. Rukmini was in so much anxiety. As she was entering the temple to offer her prayers to Mother Durga, she was seeing all the princes and the kings are standing. Jarasandha, Pondraka, Shishupal, all of them envious of Krishna, and they had come there thinking that Shishupal is now going to marry Rukmini, but they were all lusty. When they saw Rukmini's beauty, they fell unconscious out of lust. And Rukmini was feeling so disgusted with them, and she was only remembering Krishna. And as she entered, her heart began to palpitate, and she felt that maybe Krishna will not come. Why is Krishna not coming? Did he receive my letter? So she was in anxiety, and she thought, oh, Krishna is not going to come. Why is Mother Durga not favoring me? Oh, she is a wife of Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva is known as Rudra. She is known as Rudrani. Rudrani means one who loves to make others cry. For she wants me to cry. So she started imagining many things because Krishna was not there. And just in the last minute, when Shishupal was about to hold her hand, that's when Krishna entered in a royal style, you know, gracefully. And very gracefully took Rukmini by the hand, put her on his chariot and fled from there. So Krishna does things in style. You know, it's not that he came running, caught Rukmini, put her in the chariot and ran. No, very cool. You know, Krishna, when he does things, he does it very coolly. He doesn't have to panic, you know. So generally a thief would come very, very stealthily when nobody is watching, and he would steal and he would run, always fearful. But Krishna is not such a thief. Krishna came in style, coolly picked up Rukmini, very gracefully put her on his chariot and fled. And then there was a war, and then Balram came. So like this, it's a beautiful pastime how Krishna got married to Rukmini. But Rukmini is teaching us, till the last moment Krishna may not be there. And we may think, why Krishna is not coming to my life? Why is Krishna not helping me? He's there, he's around the corner, he's watching your struggle. But just like Rukmini got Krishna in the last minute, you know, we will also receive Krishna's mercy just when we think our case is hopeless. But Krishna is there for sure. Once Vishwarup Prabhu asked a question to His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj. Maharaj, I've been chanting Hare Krishna for 30 years now, but still, you know, I feel Krishna is not reciprocating with me. What should I do? Maharaj said, if Krishna wants, he can reciprocate with you just tomorrow morning. And if he doesn't want, he may not reciprocate with you for the next 40 years. But remember one thing, just when you are dying, just when you are giving up this body, that moment Krishna will be there for you. Have this faith, because Krishna has assured his devotee that he is always there. So although Krishna may not be there anywhere in the picture, but have faith, continue in the process of devotional service. And you could get mercy right now, or maybe not for the next 40 years, but when you are giving up this body, because you have sincerely executed devotional service, according to your capacity, Krishna will come. Because Krishna loves his devotees. And also we learn how we are like Rukmini, in the sense, Rukmini represents the soul. Her father, Bhishmaka, who wanted her to marry Krishna, represents the intelligence. Our intelligence knows Krishna consciousness is best, but the mind cheats us. Mind is compared to Rukmini, her brother. So, although Rukmini wanted to go to Krishna, her father wanted her to go to Krishna, but her brother prevented her. Similarly, we want to go to Krishna. Our intelligence also tells us, scriptures are right, take shelter of Krishna. But Rukmini, our mind, prevents us. And what did Rukmini do at such a situation? She took shelter of a devotee, Brahmin. She sent a letter through him. Similarly, we take shelter of Vaishnavas, of devotees, who on our behalf approach Krishna and request Krishna that, Krishna, please take care of this devotee. I bought this letter on his behalf. So that's why we approach devotees. Shuniya mara dukha Vaishnava Thakur, ama lagi Krishna abe dibena prachur. So we approach a Vaishnava and tell him, please pray to the Lord on my behalf. I am suffering. I want mercy of Krishna. Shuniya amar dukha, hearing my distress, Vaishnav Thakur, the Vaishnava, what does he do? Ama lagi Krishna abe dibena prachur. On my behalf, he prays to Krishna. And then Krishna becomes very happy that we have approached a genuine Vaishnava. Vaishnavera nivedana Krishna daya mai, he napa mara prati habena sadai. So when I approach a Vaishnav and I beg him, Krishna becomes happy. Krishna says, oh, Vaishnavera nivedana Krishna daya mai, Krishna is very, very merciful. And then immediately delivers us because we have approached him through a proper channel. Just like Rukmini approached a Brahmin, who then approached Krishna carrying her letter. Similarly, we approach a devotee of Krishna who makes a request to Krishna on our behalf. So like this, this is the way we approach Krishna. This is what we learn from Rukmini's pastime. And we also need to cultivate the mood of the residents of Kundina, Vidarbha, who just simply wanted Rukmini to be married by Krishna. Their only desire was that Rukmini belongs to Krishna. This is the mood of Vrindavan, this is the mood of spiritual world, where everyone wants to bring Radha and Krishna together, where everyone wants to bring Sita, Ram together. You know, when we chant Hare Krishna, our mood is we want to serve Radha and Krishna. Whereas a materialistic society is representing the mood of Shishupal. Shishupal wanted to enjoy Rukmini. That's why he could not see Rukmini, her beauty. See, just like Ravana could not actually kidnap Mother Sita. Ravana actually took Maya Sita. When there is a lust, when there is a desire to enjoy, we cannot access the real holy name. So the Shishupal, Jarasandha, they were not actually seeing Rukmini. Because of their lust, they were seeing the material energy. Similarly, we may be chanting Hare Krishna, but if our mood is to enjoy for ourselves, then although we are chanting Hare Krishna, it's only the letters. It's only when we have a mood of service that we actually access the holy name. So this is also very important. This is the mood of Vrindavan also. In Vrindavan, all the residents are always thinking how to get Radha and Krishna together. So like this, we perform devotional service. And also we see in this pastime how Rukmini is teaching us not to give up hope, not to give up faith, and keep on persevering till the very end. And till we reach the end, we may go through a lot of suffering. But that suffering is simply Krishna's reminding us. Krishna is reminding us, Prabhu, are you serious? Are you sincere in your devotional service? And this suffering is a way Krishna wants to communicate to us. Just like Rukmini was in great anxiety. She was saying, when will Krishna come? When will Krishna come? So apparently Krishna was not there, but she was persevering. Similarly, you know, when we are struggling, we need to remember, there is something Krishna wants to tell us. Krishna wants to tell us, keep on working on your impurities, on your anarthas. Like there is a story of one supervisor in a construction site. He wanted to communicate with the man who was working down, worker. So he called his name, but this man wouldn't look up. So the supervisor from the top, he said, how do I call him? He's not listening to me. So he took out a 100-rupee note and threw it down. So this worker, he saw that 100-rupee note, quietly put it in his pocket and continued working. And then after some time, again, the supervisor threw another 100-rupee note. Again, this man quietly put it. He couldn't hear what he was saying. Finally, the supervisor got angry. He said, I'm trying to connect to him, trying to communicate with him. So he got a stone and threw a stone on him, and it hit him. And then immediately looked up. Kaun hai? Who is throwing the stone? So this man's the supervisor said, see, I'm trying to talk to you. And then they had a communication. Similarly, Krishna is like that supervisor. You know, he wants to connect to us. He wants to communicate with us. He wants to tell us many things. But we are busy in our own little world. So then Krishna gives us sometimes opulences, sometimes he gives us many things. You know, he has given us two hands, two legs, eyes, ears, abilities, talents, wealth, security. But we don't look at Krishna. Just like that man kept taking all the rupees and that were falling. Similarly, we keep taking all the gifts that Krishna gives us without acknowledging his presence. Then just like this man had to throw a stone, similarly Krishna sends suffering, distress in our lives. And then we look up, oh, who is that? And then Krishna communicates with us. So this suffering is important for our purification. We can't be foolishly thinking that bhakti is a process where everything will go on smoothly. Oh, sorry, material world is not made according to our desires. And we'll go through struggle, because that's when we will turn to Krishna. Otherwise, we'll not turn to Krishna. Like, you know, children, when they go to school, you'll see that their friends, you know, sometimes they have good friends. Like somebody gives them ice cream, some friend, they keep eating, they have no problem. They come home happily. Another friend may give him a chocolate, the child will eat it, no problem. But one day, when one of the friends, instead of giving ice cream, if he beats him, then he'll come running to his mother. Mother, mother, he bet me today. But yesterday when he gave him ice cream, that time he didn't come to the mother. That is our situation also. When Krishna gives us many things, we don't turn to him. But when Krishna gives us, doesn't give us, when we're in anxiety, oh, why is Krishna not reciprocating? What is happening? That's when we'll turn to Krishna. Therefore, it is very important that we have a realistic expectations from this world. But we should have faith that Krishna is there for sure. Our condition may be, we may be helpless, but our condition is not hopeless. There is a very subtle difference between being helpless in spiritual life and being hopeless. You know, basically, we will be forced to become helpless if you are practicing Krishna consciousness. Because we are not in control. But at the same time, it's our duty not to become hopeless. As Martin Luther King Jr., he made a very beautiful statement. He said, we must accept finite disappointment, but never lose infinite hope. Disappointments are finite, they are limited, and they will come. But hope, we should embrace infinite hope. And we may go through repeated disappointments as sadhakas, but it's our duty not to feel hopeless, not to feel discouraged. See, disappointment and discouragement, you can be disappointed, but still you need not be discouraged. But you cannot be discouraged without being disappointed. So we may be disappointed with our anarthas, with our lack of being pure, no problem. But we can't be discouraged, because if we get discouraged, then we are the losers. And especially if we make Krishna consciousness as our number one priority, then we will become helpless. We will get disappointed at some point of time. Because making japa as number one priority means it's a very, very big challenge. And we will certainly feel helpless. But we can still be simultaneously happy and enthusiastic, because we love Krishna. We remember Krishna. So we can be helpless. We can feel completely, like I'm not able to please Krishna. At the same time, we can be happy. But the problem happens when we become hopeless. Oh, I can't make it. Like, the difference between helpless and hopeless is, helpless means I can't do it on my own. I can't do it on my own. I'm helpless. Hopeless means I can never do it. You know, I can never make it in spiritual life. That is hopeless. So helpless means basically we need help from another source. Hopeless means it's a lost cause. I can't do anything. So that's a point that we can be totally helpless in bhakti, and we will certainly become. But still we can be happy, chant Hare Krishna and be happy. It's possible. Because that is the mood of Draupadi, that is the mood of great devotees who depended on Krishna, Gajendra. Agre kuruna mata pandavanam dushasanena ritavastra kesha krishna tadakroshadananyanatha govinda damodara madhaveti. So when the Kurus were disrobing Draupadi and in front of the elderly Kurus and the Pandavas, Dushasanena Rita Vastra Kesha, and Dushasan pulled her by the hair and her clothes. Krishna, Draupadi, Tadakroshad Ananyanata, incessantly crying and not depending on any other person, she cried out, Govinda Damodara Madhava. So she was helpless, and so are we. We are in a similar situation like Draupadi. Our mind, senses, is completely stripping us away of our bhakti, of our love for Krishna, of our affection for Krishna. So we are helpless, certainly. But in that helpless condition, we are not hopeless. Our hope is Krishna. So like Rukmini was helpless here in this episode. There is nothing she could do. But she was not hopeless. She waited with determination. And what happens, unfortunately, many times devotees, they, instead of helpless situation is a time when we turn to Krishna, but when we are helpless, many of us become hopeless. And that's when we are trapped by Maya. It's like a daldal, quicksand, you know. When you enter a quicksand, what happens? You get sucked in. Similarly, when we start becoming hopeless in bhakti, that's when we appear, we have a very gloomy tale, very sad story, my life is like this. So we start saying so many negative things to ourselves. And that's when all those negative things we speak, they become a self-fulfilling prophecy. And we think many hopeless things, and we invest energy into those thoughts by trying to gather evidence that subconsciously, all this happens subconsciously, we gather evidences that support our negative thinking, and eventually we justify our hopelessness, and before we realize what's happening, our future is formed by all these scars and hurts and all the hopeless stories that we have. Ideally, our future should be formed by our hopes, by our aspirations of wanting to connect to Krishna. That should form our future. But what generally happens is our negative thought process shapes our future. And thus, we go far away from Krishna. So when we are new, we are excited, but as we get older in bhakti, we are put in a situation of helplessness by Krishna. That's when we take shelter of Krishna. That's when we become humble. But many of us become hopeless and go far away from Krishna. Feeling helpless is good. It's a healthy condition. It's being humbled. But when we are hopeless, we are becoming depressed. And that is a sick condition. We go far away from Krishna. And that's when we are hopeless, that's when we drift into extremes. Either we become inactive in bhakti, or we become cynical, critical of others. Because life, not just bhakti, even life in general is an arduous uphill task. It's very challenging. You talk not to Hare Krishna, even other people, you know, they'll all tell you it's a challenge, life is a challenge. And when we're in Hare Krishna also, we face these challenges. Especially after the initial euphoria in bhakti, when the reality of the struggle hits us, when it dawns upon us, it can be nerve-wracking. You know, many people succumb to this pressure by giving up Krishna consciousness altogether. And there are others who don't give up the process, but they start leading a lifestyle secretly, which is incongruent to Krishna conscious principles, which means they become hypocritical or they do things which a devotee shouldn't be doing. And some people, they start criticizing other devotees on the internet, blaspheming others in the name of being very straightforward. Some people say, I'm very honest, and they say, I'm very false. Basically, when we are put in a helpless situation, there are unlimited distractions by which we get carried away and we don't take shelter of Krishna. When we are put in a helpless situation, that's when we are supposed to take shelter of Krishna. But unfortunately, as the struggle gets real, the distractions take us away from Krishna. And then chanting appears to be a drag, it appears to be boring. We are helpless, definitely, but we mistake it to be a hopeless condition. And some of us even become shameless, which means some people say, kya kare, I'm fallen, you know, what to do? And they justify all the nonsense they are doing in the name of being honest and straightforward. Actually, we are being shameless. So like this, when we are helpless, it's an opportunity for us to take shelter of devotees. But when we are hopeless, we become lonely and we suffer and we sulk. And when we are shameless, we only incur bad karma, further bad karma. Therefore, we need to see light. Hope means to see light, even if there is darkness everywhere. And that light is Krishna. So let us see Krishna in all situations of our lives and have faith that Krishna is there. I was just yesterday hearing one class by His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj. One lady asked him a question that, in the class you were mentioning that for 7 years you were in the mountain top worshipping deities and cows with no association of anyone. But didn't you ever feel lonely? Didn't you feel that there is no one? Didn't you feel hopeless? Nobody around you and serving in a mountain top with no association. So Maharaj said a very beautiful answer. He said two things kept him going. One was the remembrance of his spiritual master and his instruction to serve. So he said, just remembering that this is pleasing to my Guru and Krishna, I kept doing this. And second, I was constantly grateful that I am getting an opportunity to do service. So because of gratitude and remembrance of my spiritual master, I could pull through that phase of 7-8 years when I had to, he had an intense schedule of more than 20 hours every day doing seva. So similarly, you know, we may go through challenges, we may have our difficulties, and Krishna may nowhere be in the picture. But like Rukmini, if we persevere, writing to Krishna, praying to Krishna, seeing hope, even amidst all darkness, then we'll certainly attract Krishna's mercy very soon. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Any comments or questions? Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.